depth of knowledge. Peer instruction is a learning model where material to be discussed in class is assigned for study beforehand. In class, the teacher intersperses their presentation with conceptual challenges and has the students in small groups attempt to obtain consensus on an answer. This engages the students in the underlying concepts of the lecture material, reveals the roadblocks in teaching, reaching understanding, and gives opportunities for them to explain their understanding, get feedback, and assess their learning compared to other students. It also gives the instructor a gauge for measuring the student's learning. How can you apply this in your music school? You should be giving students reflection assignments. You should give yourself ample time to reflect on your business, your teaching, and your own musicianship. This could be a missing link to deeper learning. This is a combination of retrieval practice and elaboration. You could think of this as adding introspection and thought, deep thought, to the retrieval process. Have you ever heard the saying, if you do what I've always done, you'll get what you've always, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always got? Has a student ever said to you, I feel stuck? Have you ever felt stuck in your business? Have you ever felt stuck in your own playing? Do you think more reflection, i.e. mixing retrieval with elaboration, could help with this? Think about all you've been exposed to in this course. Will you allow yourself the time to take all of your notes, rewrite them, elaborate on what you've written in your own words, and as new ideas come into your head? How will you organize this information? How will you go about creating actionable items? How will you hold yourself accountable? Are you using calibration in your teaching, in your own learning, in your own playing? Calibration is aligning your own judgments of what you think and of what you know and don't know with objective feedback. It helps avoid the illusion of knowing. Quizzes are a great form of calibration. Are you currently using the musical equivalent of quizzes in your teaching? If not, how can you go about devising musical quizzes and working them into your teaching? How can you, in a fun way that won't crush weak-minded students, deploy activities designed to reveal what a student can do in a musical sense, not what they know, but what they can do? A research study showed that groups of students participating in practice known as recitation, which is pausing periodically during reading and reciting to themselves what they have just read, showed a better retention than a control group of students who simply read and reread the material. The best results were obtained by a group that spent 60% of their study time in recitation. What is the musical equivalent to this? What are some activities you can employ in your school to mimic this activity? As teachers, we should be helping our students build stronger and more resilient attitudes toward learning and encouraging them to go deeper with their development. How are you going about getting students to embrace difficulty? How are you getting students to see setbacks as a sign of effort, not failure? How are you keeping yourself excited in the face of challenges? How can you encourage your students to do the same? There are four levels to depth of knowledge. Level one is recall, where you arrange, repeat, recall, recite, tell, state, calculate, define, tabulate, recognize, memorize, draw, identify, list, label, illustrate, measure, report, name, quote, use, match, the what, who, when, why, and where. Level two is skill or concept, where you graph, classify, separate, label cause and effect, estimate, compare, relate, infer, categorize, collect and display, identify patterns, organize, construct, modify, predict, interpret, distinguish, use context cues, make observations, summarize, and show. Level three is strategic thinking, where you revise, assess, develop a logical argument, apprise, construct, use concepts to solve non-routine problems, critique, compare, explain phenomena in terms of concepts, formulate, investigate, draw conclusions, hypothesize, differentiate, and cite evidence. And level four is extended thinking, where you design, connect, synthesize, apply, critique, analyze, create, and prove. Level 1 recall activities are recalling elements and details of story structure, such as sequence of events, character, plot, and setting. Conduct basic mathematical calculations, label locations on a map, represent in words or diagrams a scientific concept or relationship, perform routine procedures like measuring length or using punctuation marks correctly, describe the features of a place or people. Level 2, concept or skills, is activities such as identify and summarize the major events in a narrative, use context cues to identify the meaning of unfamiliar words, solve routine multiple step problems, describe the cause and effect of a particular event, identify patterns in events or behavior, formulate routine problem given data and conditions, organize, represent, and interpret the data. Level 3, strategic thinking activities are support ideas with details and examples, use voice appropriate to the purpose and audience, identify research questions and design investigations for a scientific problem, develop a scientific model for a complex situation, determine the author's purpose and describe how it affects the interpretation of a reading selection, and apply a concept in other contexts. Level 4 activities, extended thinking, are conduct a project that requires specifying a problem, designing and conducting an experiment, analyzing its data, and reporting results solutions. Apply mathematical model to illuminate a problem or situation. Analyze and synthesize information from multiple sources. Describe and illustrate how common themes are found across texts from different cultures. Design a mathematical model to inform and solve a practical or abstract situation.